Hospitals that opened just before the pandemic are facing a financial crisis. Imagine a state-of-the-art new hospital opening in an underserved area. Then the coronavirus pandemic strikes and costs surge. Bread-and-butter patients are forced to put off procedures. Then the government tells you you're not getting millions in pandemic relief money. That's the issue facing hospitals in Alabama, Kansas, and New Mexico, who say they aren't getting as much assistance because they don't have financial statements from before the crisis to prove how much they lost. At the Thomasville Regional Medical Center in southwest Alabama, Operations Director Jody James has been working to convince the government to throw them a lifeline.
If we could get the $7 million or the money that we deserve, like every other hospital, it would make things a lot better for us to hire and keep nursing and staff.
Federal health officials say all three hospitals have gotten some money and no health providers are getting all of their losses reimbursed. I'm Jennifer King.